It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Another tax day is the time for two state legislators to lament tax hikes proposed in Olympia. Republican Senate Leader Mark Schessler says some may view tax day as a time to celebrate.
Yeah, I really think that some people believe that tax day is a national holiday. I prefer the 4th of July as my holiday.
He says Democrats in the legislature are insisting on raising taxes at a time of record growth.
I have no idea how you can argue over the size of spending increases and the need for new and higher taxes in the same conversation. It simply doesn't make sense that we need new and higher taxes to increase the rate of growth in spending in virtually every area.
Schessler says the taxation isn't always obvious.
Well, there are the obvious direct taxes, and then there's hidden taxes. A real estate excise tax may exempt some people, but at the end of the day, it can add a big rent increase to people in multifamily housing. Others can be a hidden tax on energy that down the road, their electric rates go up and they suddenly pay more. There are real direct taxes, and then there's those hidden taxes.
Then there are the fees.
Fees are a deceitful way in many cases of raising taxes because fees are for user fees. Taxes are to fund other programs, and the two are easily mixed up by those who live and die by raising taxes.
John Braun is the budget lead for Senate Republicans. He says state government could grow by 14% without new taxes, but House Democrats want 19% growth.
It's hard for me to believe we're having the discussion we are about taxes. When you look at the enormous growth in our underlying budget over the last 6 years, and nearly 44% growth without any additional taxes, we'd have about 14% growth on top of that. And just to put that in terms of dollars, that means if we did every service we are doing today, you know, adjusted for inflation, adjusted for population, we could do everything we're doing today and have $4 billion more under existing revenue with no new taxes to spend on new projects if we chose to do so, or return some to the taxpayer. $4 billion. You look at the Senate budget, which is much better, frankly, than the House, but still spends too much. They spend $4 billion before they ever even contemplate new taxes, which means they're at 16% growth, no new taxes, and the House is at 19%. There's just no I don't think there's any rational reason why we need to grow at this speed. And I guess besides just the opposition to additional taxes, we have to understand that this level of growth is not sustainable. That eventually we're going to get a downturn in the economy and we're going to be faced with cutting services that we've added and grown the budget over the last few years. So I think this is absolutely the wrong direction. We just need to be able to set priorities, make hard decisions on what are the right investments for our state, and make those investments without additional taxes.
He's very concerned about a bill that would give school districts the ability to increase property taxes.
What is proposed, it would be an increase in our local levies, authorized increase in our local levies up to an additional dollar from $1.50 per thousand up to $2.50 per thousand, about a 67% increase. And frankly, not necessary. We have had enormous growth in our school budgets over the last 6 years. There's an additional growth built in to the current budget that will go into effect the 1st of July of this year. This is not a problem of not having enough funding. This is a problem of everybody just wants more, no matter how much there is. And I think the citizens would be outraged if they truly understood that we're contemplating once again raising our local levies.
He says Democrats appear sometimes to not even care about taxpayers.
There's some folks, and I think in particular folks on the other side of the aisle, that show up and say, "Hey, here are all the great things we can do for the people of the state of Washington. All we do need to do is take some more money from them," and they don't understand that also has a consequence for average people. When you take money out to pay for a capital gains tax or additional property taxes or a real estate excise tax or new B&O tax on services or tax for long-term care, these all hit our working class, and it's money out of their pockets that they can't make their own investments with.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.